The Electric Eye Collective. What's your geek?
Movie sign!
Movie sign! Welcome to the Electric Eye Podcast. I'm your co-host, the Reverend Jen Esquire.
And I'm the other co-host, Big Candy.
And this week, we're infected. That's right, we're infected with... We got the zombie curse. We're here to promote, hopefully, our zombie walk that's going to be happening October 31st of this year.
Oh, it's happening.
It's going on.
It's going to be on Halloween night. You know why?
That's right.
Because it's a Friday night.
It's a Friday night. The starting time is 8:30. We're going to be at the Braddock Auto Park in Winchester.
Winchester where?
Virginia.
Oh, my.
Setting up and gathering everybody there.
The crowds are honing in on where our lair is.
That's right. What crowd?
Oh, yeah. What crowd? Okay, so what is a zombie walk?
Zombie walk.
Explain.
It's usually a bunch of people, men and women, children, of all ages, dressed as zombies. Ranging from you name it.
What is a zombie, Chris?
Zombie is a animated corpse.
Zombie is actually a derogatory term. We prefer the living impaired.
The living. How dare you find about my personal life? How dare you?
So,
it's people acting like zombies, dressed like zombies, that. Pretty much, I wouldn't say walk, shuffle from one point to another. It's usually at a pre-designated location for a pre-designated distance. Usually it's about a mile or block. There is an official website called zombiewalk.com, which gives you locations preferably close to wherever our listeners might be. And usually tells where people are having a zombie walk, who's participating, so forth and so on. And it gives you tips to how to do your own sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there's people giving you makeup tips. If you're thinking of doing one on your own in your area, there are people to tell you. If there has been one or two people that have done it in the area, there might be... able to tell you how to perform it, where, you know, if there's any permits.
Yeah, please keep in mind the laws of your area, like anywhere you go.
That's one of the things.
There's like one thing that I will say. Most times with makeup, you can wear makeup on Halloween, but watch, if you're over the age of 18, don't wear a mask.
Yeah.
You can get arrested for that. So keep it like,
kind of like the Romero Night of Living Dead.
Be creative.
We're talking like Dawn of the Dead, like blue makeup. Make it look.
But every town has their ordinances, yes, and every town has research laws. That. Go ask them. Be like, I want to do a zombie walk.
Go to. You might get an odd look. Like, what do you mean? What does it. Be kind, explain it. Most towns. It's just a simple, I'll go to your local sheriff's office, let them know when and where, and the distance, so that when the calls come in, where these people don't, they could say, yeah, we know, don't worry about it. Just call us if they are causing too much of a ruckus. Other towns like Winchester, Virginia, you're required to have a special events permit, which... to me, it's kind of stupid, but it's one of the things, so when the cops are called, you could say, we have permission to do this.
Yeah, I have permission to be here, you know.
And in that permit, or depending on where you locate, where you live, it might say, just to inform, it's a formal proceeding to tell the town, this is what we're going to be doing, this is roughly how many people we expect to participate in this, just the formalities, it's on record. We're hoping Winchester, at the time of this recording, we're hoping Winchester approves this. They did approve it last year, to our surprise.
And last year was a hoot.
this year...
We're hoping bigger. We had a horde.
We had a horde.
Of about, what, six?
Yeah, six. We're hoping more than that. So, those listening to this, please come on down. We'll love to have you either part of the horde or...
You can walk up. It's not like, hey, you need to know us. Hey, you need to... If you hear about it, we're going to post flyers for it.
Yeah.
If you hear about it and you want to show up just for shits and giggles, show up for shits and giggles. You know...
Yeah, be part of the unmasked crowd or the unmakeuped crowd and kind of be our
victims
runners.
Like somebody to run ahead and go, oh, they're coming. We love having a good time, and especially on Halloween. There should be a lot of people out that night.
Yeah.
Being that it's Halloween night, providing the weather's good this year. Yeah. There should be a good crowd out. There should be like people going to the bars and...
A lot of the people that were going to the bars or, you know, driving around, cruising that night, or walking where we had it last year, the people that were within our age group, give or take a few years, were very enthused, you know. They're like, wow, you guys are doing this, you know, like, you guys have the, you know, brass balls to do this, even though we had a permit. Very few responses of, like, what the fuck are you guys doing, you know.
Yeah.
No one, you know, no cops came over and said, you know, show us your permit. So, we kept it to a minimum. We hammed it up a little bit. Oh, yeah. Oh, look, a quarter. So, it was fun. I'm willing to do it again. We had the whole makeup. I don't know where you put my, zombie outfit.
Somewhere.
It's in the garage somewhere.
I know it was sticky.
I know it was sticky. It's probably in a bag somewhere. Unless you can the bag.
I don't know. We may have to get you a new zombie outfit. So, at any rate...
The thing is, the old permit might have been in the bag, too.
Oh.
I wanted to frame that.
No. If you get one this year, you can frame it. Like I said, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Like I said, keep in mind the ordinances in your city. You want to make sure
noise
curfew. Watch who you have. If it's during the week, which this week it is on a Friday, there is a curfew in most towns.
Right.
So you can't have underage, patrons. You can't have people yelling. You can't have people lunging at people. It's a good natured scare.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to be people running amok.
Personally, I recommend creating your own set of rules. If you choose to organize an event like this, I do recommend organizing some sort of basic line rules of what your participants can and cannot do. That way, and give those rules to any organization that might want them, like the cops and all that. That way they have a record on file saying, "This we want to be professionals in reference to this, and we want to be in good standing just in case we want to have this another 6 months, a year down the road."
Right.
So I think our basic rules is, you could shuffle up to people, but do not touch and
don't
attack.
Don't lunge. Don't bite. Right. Don't scratch. Don't paw at people. Don't knock on store windows.
Or if you do want to, do the store windows thing, you could just lightly paw at the windows. But if they ask you to leave or move along or stop, please do so.
Yeah.
If there are people that want to take your picture because of camera phones, do so, but if they ask, could you, like, make it look like you're biting us or attacking us, say no.
For your own safety.
For your own safety. That way they can't go to the cops and say, the crazy people will try to attack us.
Right.
But if they want you to, put your arm, just, like, do the whole friendly arm, arm over the shoulder, that's fine. But other than that, ham it up. Shuffle, say moan, brains, whatever. If there's any noise ordinances in your town, keep it to a low roar or a low moan. Just have fun.
Have a good time. The some people do this for charity.
Yeah.
Some people do it for shits and giggles. Yeah. You could actually do it like a regular walk, like a walkathon. Yeah. You could do a zombie walkathon. Have it so that, like, you know, you walk a certain number of miles, and then people like will
donate
money for every mile. You could do that if you wanted to. Eventually, we'll probably get into that.
Yeah.
Right now we're just kind of doing it for shits and giggles and having a good time. We're going to end up, where we're going to start the parking garage.
We're going to start
at
parking garage.
We're going to start on the Loudoun Street, go down the Loudoun Street Mall.
We could go to that entrance, turn around.
Braddock Street parking garage.
Garage.
We're going to go around the corner. We're going to go down to the Old Town Mall, Loudoun Street Mall, up the Loudoun Street Mall, and probably, do you want to do the circle around? I mean, we got kind of a destination.
Yeah, we have.
And we'll probably end up at Dung Beetles?
Either Dung Beetles or
Brubaker's. Barn or Grill.
We might go up and down a little bit. It's going to be from probably the one end of the Old Town Mall. If you know where it is in Winchester, ask around. It's easy to find. Just don't get lost. It's going to be from the Cork Street end of the Old Town Mall to the Piccadilly end of Old Town Mall. That's where we were approved last year. We'll probably get approved this year. Mm. Last year it was from 9 to 11. This year I made it a half hour earlier so everybody shows up within... We're going to start walking at 9, but 8:30 is our setup time. 11 is out usually, though. We're calling it quits. We're going to head to Brubaker's and grab a bite to eat.
Right. Because the walk only lasts for so long. Like 20, 30 minutes tops.
Yeah.
It's not like an all-night thing. It's like if you're worried about, like, you know, you'll be out for a little while... Just come down and moan and
shuffle around. Like I said, I kept it for the just in case we want to wander a little bit longer or we want to keep it short. We have that whole 2 hour leeway, so actually 2.5 hours. So,
and definitely we'll end up having some drinks down at the bar, eating some food, eating some brains. But as far back as you can remember, where did we get this idea from?
I think it was the website.
ZombieWalk.com? Didn't it start in Canada?
Someplace like that.
Because I remember they have a pig one up there. Ours isn't as elaborate. This is just a couple of people like getting together.
And they have them all over the country. L.A., Baltimore, Chicago.
Major cities.
Yeah. It usually lasts like a city block, and people just give the odd... You know, it's done daylight, spur of the moment.
Yeah.
But we'd rather plan it out, get the proper permits... Do it in a reasonably safe location for everybody.
Yeah, somewhere where people will be.
Yeah. And again, it's going to be Friday night, October 31st. We're inviting, good chance I'll be inviting everybody to at least show up and tell people that it's 9 p.m. You know, bring the kids if they want to, you know, it's early enough, it's Friday night, bring them up.
Might end up doing like something like a food drive with it too. You know, if you show up, bring a can of food. We'll pitch it in a garbage bag, throw it in the car. and then we'll turn it into the food bank.
A food bank or a church food pantry. Something like that.
Yeah, something like that. We'll end up doing just something so that, you know, we're not absolutely taking from anybody. It's a good thing to get people to come down. You know.
Yeah.
So. And our main reason, we love horror movies.
We love horror movies.
We love dressing up, and
we don't care what you zombie look like. You know,
you could be a green zombie, you could be a Romero zombie, you could be don't be a 28 days later rage zombie. Not what we're looking for.
I think one of the most creative zombies I've seen was in John Johnson's Skeleton Key.
Oh.
It was just a garbage bag over his body, and he had his face painted. That was it. Why not? It's a simple costume. He had his face painted. He had a garbage bag as the rest of his outfit.
It works.
And he shuffled along, he moaned, you know.
Just show up. I mean, if you want to show up dressed like Zombie Ronald McDonald, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
If you want to show up like random zombie from the left, show up like that. You know, if you want to just be some guy in black looking weird, show up.
We'll be there with torn clothing.
What we don't want are spectators.
Right.
Let the public be the spectators. Yeah. If you show because up you, for it, if you show up for it, don't stand there and watch. Come with us.
Shuffle along.
Be part of the show.
Be part of it. Have fun. We don't want people. We don't want the parade route. Yay, Thai people.
No.
We want you to be a part of us, you know. And just have fun.
That's zombies can take pictures, so come down. If you want to take pictures while we're on our route, come down. You can take pictures. Mm. It's fine. We're not going to, like, tell you you're breaking character. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to talk to people, talk to people.
We, like I said, the reason why we don't want spectators because we get the best reactions from the people who are just wandering, you know, that they just came out of the apartment not knowing what to expect, and here we are just randomly just...
The best is, like, you know how, like, the any girl over the age of, like, 18, well, over 16, I should say, Halloween is an excuse to dress up like a slut. It's always fun to run into them, because I, oh my god! So, you always get a good reaction out of those type.
Even funny if you put...
Oh, look, another naughty nurse. Oh, look, another devil.
Right. You get even funnier reactions if you put something slimy on your hands,
too. Yeah, definitely. Or pick your nose. Mm-hmm. They don't like that either. I still...
Stick gummy worms up your nose, kids.
Oh, I should do that. I should put gummy worms, like, in my nose and my mouth. but, like, what was it? I had an idea for, like, a zombie, like, 0.5K... Because there's no way you could do, like, a zombie run.
Right.
Unless you were doing the 28 days later, like, zombie run. But, basically, I was going to say everybody should dress up, like, well, not for this one, but for one of them. Should dress up, like, in, like, running attire. Like, headbands and shorts and, like, and just do your best zombie run. Just,
What would that be, like, from one end of, in essence, Old Town to the other or something?
Yeah,
like that?
Not even just that far.
From maybe Cork Street to the...
Maybe about 30 feet. Have a little taped off little thing, if you hold the tape. I go like a zombie sprint, which is a wide gate.
Or so, I'd love to see something like that, or like a one-legged... We need more friends that have, like, missing limbs.
I've never heard that said before. Man, we need more friends missing limbs.
But yeah. It would be cool for something like this, wouldn't it?
I feel bad for our friends now. Why doesn't anybody come over? We need more friends with missing limbs.
Hey, we have equal opportunity friendships open.
So... That ought to be a hoot. Ought to be a blast. What's some makeup tips and stuff? Mainly, like I said, no masks.
No masks.
Don't wear a mask. The reason is, and I learned this a long time ago the hard way, that if you wear a mask in public, that's actually a felony. If you're not under the age of, or over the age of...
18 or something.
Is it 18?
I don't know.
Or is it younger? I think it might be younger. Well, here in Virginia... Or around Virginia.
Around Virginia.
It should be, I think it's right around like somewhere 16, 18, something like that. But it is a felony if you're caught wearing a mask in public. Just work on makeup. Even if it's a real simple makeup job, just put some black under your eye. Or there's tons of makeup kits around Halloween. You could white your face.
White your face.
Powder your face. If you wanted to do like just a powder job, you can even do...
they even sell simple zombie makeup kits, which is... It's not a full face mask. It's just like an open wound that you can use spirit gum on it.
Yeah.
Those are probably perfectly fine with the local law enforcement.
Yeah.
It's just that they get a little bit iffy if part of or all your face is covered with a mask.
Right.
So
if you can use flour and water... One of my favorite ones is just flour and water. You get flour, you get water, you make like a paste, you put it on your face, then you put some liquid latex over it, you let it dry, and then you open your mouth, around, and it makes cracks all over your face that you can fill with blood.
Fake blood, folks. Fake blood.
Oh, yeah. Fake blood. Another good thing, if you're going to do zombies, take like a sponge, like a car washing sponge,
yeah,
and dip it in the fake blood, and then bite it. And it gets on your teeth and on your chin and like squirts out onto your face, and it looks more like you've been chewing on people. And
Halloween's the best time for this, folks, because if any of our listeners are the menly men, this is a perfectly good excuse to wander the makeup aisle and get application supplies. Because sometimes they
the stuff give you, they include in the kits.
Kits is like one little sponge for the whole kit.
Yeah,
and you might want two or three sponges for everything.
Right.
So again, the only place to find that is the makeup aisle of your local supermarket or discount chain.
Yeah.
So if you feel awkward, you don't have a fiance or girlfriend to get you extras, Halloween's the perfect time to wander that whole aisle and pick up stuff and still feel like
your man. This year, for some reason, I've been wanting to work with fake tan. Just to see, like really bad, like use fake tanner as some kind of weird applicant. That would be funny. I don't know what the thing is with putting it on your face, like the spray tan.
I know we're still, our main topic is zombie walk, but one of these Halloweens, I want to walk into Merle Norman and ask, how do you put on makeup? Just to see the reaction on the face. Hi. No, I put makeup on. Fine, how do you take it off? Show me.
Well, there's all kinds of stuff online about how to do it.
How to do it. Again, your best resource is zombiewalk.com.
Yeah.
It's all one word, no dashes.
No dots. Except for the
dot.
But yeah, it's go in there and they're going to tell you, like, you know, they don't have a whole lot.
No, but they're willing to point you in the right direction, or there's at least somebody registered that will gladly tell you, go here, do this, get this.
And most of the stuff isn't really expensive. It's really cheap. Use old clothes, you know.
Go to the Salvation Army, get some old clothes that fit, tear them up.
Yeah, get a
suit. And you're out like $10. Yeah.
Like, get a suit that fits you at Salvation Army for $2. Tape it to the wheel of your car and go drive around the block.
And one of the things I want to do one of these years is, the permit asks, are you going to use signs? I want to do a zombie walk protest.
Zombie walk protest.
What do you want? Brains.
What do you want? Them? Brains. So.
Yeah, the visuals are pouring in, aren't they?
Yes. The visuals are pouring in.
What do you want? Them? Brains. What do you want? Them? Brains.
So, yeah, everybody, like, if you can come down, I'll post up the actual, like, well, not directions, but a good, solid, something you can put into, like, a search engine onto our show notes today. Let you know where we're going to start out, where it is, where it's going to be, if you're not familiar with the area. And, if you want to, come show up. I mean, we're not going to have, like, anything, like, special. Like, just show up and we'll go walk and then we'll go to the bar together. It'll be a good night out. Fuck.
Yeah. Have fun, a few laughs. Bring a camera. Take pictures. We'll allow it. We always allow. We did last year.
Yeah, video camera.
Video camera. Just as long as you send us a copy of the photos and the video. Because we'd love to put this on our website.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty much right now. MySpace page and or YouTube.
Why not? Use the free shit.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not into paying.
Again, as always, our email address is eecf25428@comcast.net.
At what?
Comcast.net.
Ew.
Ew. So, I guess we have a few more minutes to discuss this, but still, we'll read your email on the air. We've done so in the past. We know so because our second episode is still the highest downloaded episode as of this recording.
Ooh.
Yep.
Oh my. So out there, you know, if, like I said, email us, talk to us.
Mm-hmm.
We'll, you know,
put us we're dickheads.
We'll put your letters on air. We don't care. And I think that's gonna probably conclude it. So, come out to the zombie walk. I'll put out stuff in the show notes.
We'll take you a picture. You take our picture. We'll all take pictures. We go moan together.
Boy, that just sounded completely wrong.
Well, if you're a single white female.
Why is it going to be white, Chris? Why is it going to be racist?
Well, she could be blue for all I care.
Why not black? You got a problem with black people?
No.
Okay. Don't sound so sure.
Well, it was a table dance, and I don't want to go back.
No. All right. So that concludes our broadcast today.
You've been listening to the Long Coat Mafia Podcast, the internet's most hated and mafia-themed geek podcast.